excuse me.
Don't mind me. I'm rearranging.
We're playing musical chairs. Josie just had another dental procedure, so we're getting loopy Josie tonight. I love it. My name is Mark. I'm the goth comedian. This is the Dark Mark Show, the lighter side of the dark side. Josie Cat is here. Thank goodness you are okay.
I'm okay. I survived.
You want to say hello to the dark minions out there?
Hello, dark minions.
And when you see this on YouTube, folks, she's not drunk. She just had a dental procedure, because last time you had a dental procedure, people were referring to as the drunk girl, and you were not.
I know. I told my dentist that tonight. He was like, how are you going to do? And I go, oh, they love the drunk Josie after the dentist.
Right. And we had two.
He just shook his head.
There's a lot of sexiness
in the
studio. This
is the dentist
tonight
that groped me.
Oh, you remember?
I'm still getting discounts. That was 5 years ago.
That's just a word for the wise.
Jenny's face is like, what?
My dentist has never done that to me.
That you know of.
He was reaching for a tool.
The dentist still charges Jenny, our producer, full price. But anyway, we've got some sexiness in the studio, don't we?
We do.
Yes, we
talk about groping.
Ooh, yeah. There might be some groping later on tonight because we were in the lobby on the. Look, he's already licking his lips. This is the guy licking his lips. He's in quite a sandwich. Look at that. You turn to your left, turn to your right. You can't go wrong. This is the host of the Casanova Show, as well as the proprietor of CasanovaWear.com, Carlos Sarmiento.
Yes, thank you.
And to your right, the person that most people are masturbating to right now is the 40th anniversary Hustler. Is it Honey of the Year?
Cover Honey of the Year. Nice.
Charles, can you help her with that like a real man? With the Perrier.
Me. I'm on Novocaine.
Right. As I was saying, the Penthouse Honey 40th anniversary adult superstar just started, but she's making a name for herself. Scarlet Red.
Yay. It's the only way to do it.
Before we get started, I did want to let you know we are sponsored by Audible.com. I don't know who I have to blow to get you to get a free audiobook, but you can get it free. Just go to darkmarkshow.com. Everybody checks
Call
it out.
If you're interested.
Nobody gets it. No. But everybody checks it out. Nobody gets a book. Scarlet Red, I don't know if you know, Josie. You're not the only one with tattoos in here. I think everybody does except for me. You have Marilyn Monroe's words tattooed on your left shoulder.
And her lips.
And we'll see how that came out. But you can go to audible.com, get Marilyn Monroe, the biography, The Murder of Marilyn Monroe, Case Closed, Secret Life of Marilyn Monroe, Dr. Feelgood, The Story of the Doctor Who Influenced History by Treating and Drugging Prominent Figures such as President Kennedy, Marilyn Monroe, Elvis Presley.
And a Motley Crue song.
All of that you can get on audible.com free. You are a Casanova. That's Carlos Sarmiento. If you punch in Casanova, there's the book Casanova narrated by Benedict Cumberbatch. You can get everything on there. Halloween, scary stories. Get a Stephen King book. Listen to it in the car. It's free. Just go to darkmarkshow.com. Click on the Audible button. It can't be any easier. You get a 30-day free trial at audible.com. If you decide not to get it within the 30 days, cancel. You keep the free book, and I get the commission. Please help support the show. Get an audiobook, damn it. It's free. But I get paid. Look at this. I'm all. I've got some brief announcements, and then we're gonna get on with the sexy fun. Okay. I'll bet I do. I'm doing a show. If you're in LA tomorrow night and Saturday night, I will be part of Carpe Noctis.
Carpe Noctis.
Carpe Noctis.
That sounds like a new virus.
I just got called to do this. Listen to this show.
Watch out, live
kung fu, twisted burlesque, zombies, throwing knives, coffin cabaret, inhumane theater, ballerinas and machetes, live game shows, dance fighting, blood whips, laughter and surprises, and me.
Does anyone get out alive?
I think everybody gets out barely alive, and that will be at the Complex Theater. And that is at 6476 Santa Monica Boulevard, Hollywood, California. Weekend passes are sold out. What they do is they have two shows running simultaneously in theaters, 10 acts per show at 10 o'clock. And then at midnight, the acts switch theaters, or the audience switches theaters, so they get 10 different acts. So you get 10 acts in the night.
Wouldn't it be a lot easier if the acts did, because there's less acts than audience, hopefully?
I'm just telling you what they call me, Joseph. I'm just telling you what they call me.
Doesn't it?
But the weekend passes are sold out.
I guess they need to get up and do something. But right. Well, there's a better seat if they have a
There's a break in between. There's a break in between. The weekend passes are sold out, and this is going on all the weekends of October. But I'll be there this weekend, October 10th and 11th. Weekend passes are already sold out, but there's single show tickets still available. $15 online, $22 at the door. Go to CarpeNoctis.com. CarpeNoctis.com. This is going to be a hell of a show, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Enter at your own risk.
Exactly. And then next week, October 17th, is the Dark Mark Comedy Album Release Party, where I will be doing comedy. So will Joe Adams, Nikki Wants, and Kamira White. Mod Pods are going to be playing. Society One is going to be doing a special acoustic set. And Cymbal 6, the old punk band, will be playing as well. And we also have Fireplay from Carlos Sarmiento. We have Clonally Monroe. We have Dangerous D, Darren Melfi, who does similar staple gun and crazy stuff like the guy last week.
That was fun.
We have Arthur
Gomez. Stapled his ass.
Yes.
I've seen that. Oh.
Yeah, so you might see an ass stapled at my show next week. Magic by Arthur Gomez, the Magic Savage, who we know him. Dirty Storytelling by Orpheus Black and Xavier Axelson. All this entertainment for $10. It's at the California Institute of Abnormal Arts, 11334 Burbank Boulevard, North Hollywood, California. $10, and you get a free download of my new CD, I Laughed So Hard I Cried, by doing a comedy CD. So come down next Friday, October 17th, and we're going to do an abbreviated Hollywood report because I know Josie's got something coming on. Let's play the old song. Why not?
Josie, girl, you look so hot.
She should play the video.
I'm trying to get Super Chick as the next song, but okay.
I totally forgot that I signed up for that. That's what? Next week.
Give it to me, baby.
Oh, good.
You forgot about the show? You're promoting it really hard.
Well, it's funny because you know what's funny about that? Carl said he forgot he's doing my show next week. I was just trying to discuss it with you before the show, and you had no idea what I was talking about. I'm like, I'm going to this club to see if you can do the fire tonight. And you're like, oh, okay. Josie, this is an abbreviated Hollywood report.
I gotta stop smoking that shit.
We'll talk about that.
Do you want some?
You've been kicked out of every club in Hollywood. Is there one left that you could play?
Did we not talk about this last week?
I'm trying to promote your show.
Well, we could play next week.
Next Saturday,
the 18th, at the Three of Clubs. We're playing with really hot rocker boy bands, Rebel Hotel and right. Leather Duchess. And we're going to have all our usual...
Leather Duchess?
Yeah. That's a good name, huh?
Yeah. But those are guys.
They're new young boys in town.
Uh-oh. Josie's going to get them.
Go get them, girl.
I'm definitely going to
watch them play.
I'll bet you will.
And we'll have all our career. We'll have all our shenanigans. We have a belly dancer and go-go dancers and fire and blood.
Interesting introductions, all sorts of things.
Are you going to introduce us that night?
I'm still considering it. But what time is the show?
The show starts around 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
So next week, come to my show at the California Institute of Abnormal Arts. On October 17th, Josie will be there.
And then come to mine.
There you go.
And I want to say this weekend, I went to the opening night of the Hollywood Hayride, and I want to thank Missy Munster for, you know, hooking that up.
How was the hayride?
She did the special effects through the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's bitchin'.
When are we going to have Missy Munster on the show?
We need to for Halloween. She should bring something in that she's carved or one of her...
Yes. Well, we'll talk to her. Anyway, forget me. And I love Missy Munster. I'm not trying to say anything about it. But let me concentrate on Scarlet Red because...
Yes.
How much research did you do?
Scarlet, I don't know if you know the show. I do a lot of research on my female guests.
I do a lot of research on you.
Comprehensive research on Scarlet Red.
I'm intrigued.
But the first question... And this
You'll
is,
be shocked.
This is actually, oddly enough, the reason I wanted to have you on the show is your stage name is Scarlet Red. Yet you're a blonde.
Yes.
Please explain.
Well, when I orgasm, I turn bright red. My chest and my cheeks turn red, and I get flushed, and I'm kind of loud.
Apparently, I didn't do enough research. You get bright red when you come?
I do, and that's why I call myself that. I just turn red. My chest turns red. My cheeks.
Do men think they've like they're killing you or something?
No.
Yeah,
they find
like,
it
they
very sexy. She's gonna suffocate.
Yeah, have you had any men just see you turn bright red and get freaked out?
No, not really. When I've screamed, they've kind of said something before, but I was like, oh no, that feels good. Keep doing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It happens all the time
louder.
When women scream when I'm doing it. But Scarlett Red has been in such great movies, and actually, you're just starting out.
I am.
But you've already been in Babysitter's Taking on Big Dicks 2,
yes.
My Stepsister Squirts 3,
yep.
And Blondes Go Black.
Yes,
you've I've already done that. You've already
and
crossed the interracial
do they
line.
Not come back.
I have.
You come back, right?
Yeah, I can definitely come back. I think it's your just spacing it out, and the stigma behind it is kind of like why you don't really want to do it. And
Wait.
Oh, okay. No, did I hit
a
fine line?
No, you can't
do more of the higher paid, like vivid jobs once you've done interracial like that.
Really?
I've done pretty good.
Okay, maybe it's changed.
Well, but a
lot of the bigger companies wouldn't go there with
they
with
normally
a lot of
don't.
Their stars. Maybe it's getting, you know.
Why?
Times
that's
have changed.
The racist
it's a stigma behind it. Like some scenes kind of like are meant to be kind of like degrading to whites, but the girl's supposed to like it, obviously. And
is it just blacks or is it like Puerto Ricans, Chinese guys? I mean,
that's where it kind of bothers me. It's only
Arab
black.
Guys or,
it's only black.
That's weird.
Yeah,
it's like that once you go with anything that's like, you know, trannies, chicks with dicks, all that too, right?
Yeah,
I mean, anything that is not
unless you're
a
woman, right? You seem to know a lot about porn, a lot more than I do. But also, Slurpee Throat Sluts too. I didn't check that one out yet, but I'm going to.
But that was fun.
But you were young. Was it really?
It was. My friend who got into the adult industry with me, and she didn't last very long, but she may come back. She got cum right on her eye, and I licked it off her eyebrow and put it in my mouth so she wouldn't get it in her eye.
that's
a true friend right there.
I was being a true friend. I didn't want it to get in her eye, so I was playing the part.
Josie, they did not get Ebola virus from licking cum off the eyelid. You can't get that like that.
No. You can get pink eye if it like gets in your eye.
So I was like herpes, right?
Well, we like to test. I like to work with good people who have tested and are okay.
You got gonorrhea, can't you? Yes, you're suspect. They get tested, Josie. What's the matter with you?
But you can get, you know.
Yes, if you fuck, you can get herpes. I know. Attention, Dark Marks Show viewers. This is a medical advisory.
Cum is good
for you.
If
you fuck. You can get herpes.
Well,
nobody in the studio has herpes.
Talking about that.
That I know of.
It's good. Positive
Josie,
side. It's good.
Nobody
iron.
Has herpes here in the studio. Carlos Sarmiento's here.
I didn't imply anyone had herpes.
You said you could get herpes from licking cum off an eyelid.
A person could. You know.
What?
Hypothetically. Not anyone here.
I am so glad Josie showed up tonight.
Let's knock on wood for that one.
Carlos Sarmiento is the cast.
I'm
going to
look back at this and just...
Carlos Sarmiento. Josie, we have so many great news shows on SkidRowStudios.com. I don't know if you know. Mm-hmm. One of them is the Casanova show with this guy in the middle. Now he's doing his little Casanova smirky Bruce Willis-y sort of thing going on. Now what makes you such a Casanova, Carlos?
What makes me a good Casanova?
Now here's the other thing, Josie. How come when he goes, what makes me a good Casanova, gets that voice? It's cool, but when I do it, you say it's my creeper voice. What
it is yours? Is just say it.
I'm Casanova. Wait,
you
say it, Casanova.
Now
you say it, Carlos.
I'm the Casanova.
What's the difference?
He's deeper.
I understand his
voice resonates.
I was married for 15 years and a great relationship for 15 years, and then I was single for 15 years.
Right.
And both are good.
And how old were you when you got married?
21. So I'm 15.
And you're 21, now. Right, Scarlett? Or you're
22.
22, okay. But you're not married yet.
No. I'm away.
So when you guys turn 21, because you just had your birthday party. So when you guys turn 21, you were
I was just
married,
married with children, child, the whole thing,
and you're yeah. you're looking calm off eyelids.
I'm not whole the parental figure, am I?
And then after
so 15, how dare you call 15, yourself-
15 years of being single,
right,
and dating a lot,
mm-hmm.
and listening to women,
right,
and the way my mom kind of raised me to how to treat women is right. what I really wanted to bring to my show, is right. how to, you know, how to treat women right, no matter who they are, what you treat them good. From the beginning of the day to the end of the day,
listen to that, all along,
you know, just and being honest, you know,
right?
That's the main thing. Just
being
honest.
And you're clapping
him.
When he says it. If I say that, my creeper was, you know, my mom taught me that you should always treat women right and be honest. And Josie's told me, I have told Josie things like that all the time, and she laughs at me. But when you do it, it's like, oh yeah, okay. I was listening to your show,
and it works. You know, you make lots of good friends that last forever.
It's what your eyes do too. Your eyes get all red.
Obviously, I'm doing an affect now, but no, I have a lot of friends. I have too many friends, but you're banging them, right?
Well, yeah, we're good. You know, that's what it's all about. Everyone, you know, feeling good and taking care of each other and being honest. And if they find someone and you're good for you, you deserve it and go get it. And if they break up, they call you back and you continue, you know, long-term relationships with a few people. It's kind of nice.
So you date multiple women at once?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're doing that right now?
But I tell them on the first date, hey, I'm seeing four women right now. So if we were to date, you know, it might be only once a week that I get to see you.
I say that to girls and they giggle at me. It's really weird, but you got to hear this guy's first show. They had women calling in going, oh, I love your voice. And then they were like, and I can see you too. Now, were these friends of yours or were these real women? Like
two were friends.
And okay,
two,
and two I know it.
See, you need to get some girls to call in.
I get girls on the show. You've never had any guests.
I need, and that's what I'm trying to get.
Who's the Casanova now?
Right? Everyone I get ready to book, they flake on me the last minute.
You got blonde, like, brunette. You got your choice.
Will you be on my show next time?
Sure.
Okay, there it is.
We'll hook you up with Star Battery. But anyway, Scarlet Red. And now you're blushing a little bit now. I don't know. We're going to see how red we can get you. And I got my riding crop. We're going to see what we can do. Ooh. But you grew up in Colorado. You grew up in
creepy. Creepy, huh?
Ah. But what's the difference? Because Carlos has done a couple grunts and it wasn't creepy. Oh, yeah. Now, see, Carlos is showing her. This is from the Casanova Ware collection. Now, I know you told this on your show. You were fucking a girl from behind. I'm going to paraphrase this.
Yes.
And you were wrapping her up in a sheet, right?
Correct.
Right, and, you know, as happens. And by the way, what was the thread count in the sheet?
It was satin.
That doesn't answer the 100% question.
100%
satin. You can get out of it easily.
Satin. Okay.
I do satin and silk. Right. I have a silk comforter with down.
Ooh,
yeah,
nice.
It's really nice.
So anyway, so we digress. So then silk you're like, well, wait a second. If I started making these things and you could put it at the headboard, then you could tie women up and kind of have more control as you're fucking them from behind. Yeah.
The little floggers on the end.
Yeah. I know. I like the extra little floggers on the end. That's right. Cute.
Now, are those floggers, I mean, are those serious floggers?
They get the job done, that's for sure.
Let's find out. I don't know. Carlos, do you want to spank her with the flogger?
Would that be okay
with you, Scarlett?
I like getting spanked.
Okay, good. Did you want to bend over and have Carlos spank you with the flogger?
Sure.
Okay. But make sure you get this on camera, too. So let me just make sure. I'm going to guide you here.
Okay,
no. It's a little, yes.
Here we go with the handy cam.
Okay. Okay. So she's bending over. Okay.
So you got to make sure you put
the
cushion.
You have to pull the dress up a little.
Put the cushion in front for comfort.
Ooh. Okay, so look
at this.
Okay, so this is,
he's
this
got
is,
a thing
and what
going
is this called,
here?
Carlos?
This is called the pleasure wrap.
This is the pleasure wrap. So he's wrapping it around
nice
Scarlett.
Around her, the cushion in front for comfort.
Right. And how comfortable is that, Scarlett?
It's comfy.
Okay, good.
You put it in a couple knots.
Good.
Behind her. Nice and cinched. There you go.
This looks like one of those ab blaster commercials. It's really weird.
One way of using it is like when she's bent over.
Right.
She's got the nice little arch going in the back.
Right. Okay, so what are you doing now?
Hands,
okay,
you got underneath.
It. All right.
Kind of like you're riding a bull.
I'll bet you will be riding a bull with this one.
So as you're bringing them in towards you,
right,
you can get the spank to start. You can go cheek to cheek, or one cheek at a time.
Ah,
and you ask them, what do you prefer, the cheek to cheek, or one at a time? Take your time.
Oh, I like cheek to cheek.
Oh yes,
you got a little cheek to cheek.
And she goes, I want it harder. And
say not a problem.
I didn't hear that. Did you say you wanted it harder? Yes.
You wrap up both your hands. Nice and
she's
hard.
She's not getting red, Carlos, tight. By the way. I just wanted to know. Not yet. Okay, so what are you doing now? Okay,
now
so
you wrap both your hands and
okay,
tight.
Okay, so this
that
is like
you
a...
Bring them in and bring them in.
Oh, okay, so this is like, yeah, yeah. That, see, that's good. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
From there, if right. She likes her hands to be tied behind her back.
And who doesn't?
Right. Couple seconds, boom. Her hands are all tied up.
That's pretty quick. Right? Yeah.
No handcuffs.
Right.
No hard metal. No keys to lose.
Right. Yeah. There you go. They start smacking again. Right. So I don't know. Yeah. That seems like it will work.
That's one.
Set up.
You can spin it around here.
That's the pleasure wrap. That's a pleasure wrap.
Pleasure wrap.
And you can
I'll post the instructional for it.
Well, this is the instructional. Look at this.
No, I just recorded it.
Wait. You got the legs. Okay, yep. We got headphones. I don't
that
know what
way
that
she's all,
doing. Okay,
she's all like all wrapped.
She's all bound up. Okay,
then you get in here.
Okay, so okay, so here we go. So that's this is there we go.
There you spread.
Hold on. You gotta hold that pose. I missed that right away. We gotta get that pose. Oh yeah, we gotta get. Hold on.
I
don't know. She has panties on.
I do.
She does. They're neon pink.
Okay, so I'm not gonna get this picture. We'll have to watch this on a replay. So
Monkey's getting her arms down.
Okay,
she's all ripped.
He doesn't miss anything.
The left to the right.
Dip with it.
It's a dance.
It is.
When I dip,
this
you
is
dip,
like
we
yeah.
Dip.
This is like the forbidden net. This is crazy. It's like Lambada. I don't know what's going on here. Which, by the way, is a reference for something that was before you were born. It's like Dirty Dancing. You're like Patrick Swayze.
I like that movie.
Yeah. Well, everybody does.
And they're on top, right?
Right.
Over the knee.
Okay. Wait a second. Hold on. All right. So wait a second. So, okay. So you can do some of that.
You can wrap up in here.
Right.
And they can lean back. You can bring them in.
Oh,
here.
No, hold on. Carlos is not going to let you get lazy. He's not stopping until you get red. Okay. Oh yeah. A little smile. Okay. Keep smile.
Is it like to be choked?
Oh yeah. So choked, yeah, we were talking about getting choked earlier.
Yes.
Scarlet Red does like to be choked.
Blindfolded.
I have my yes. Oh, blindfold. Ah, how nifty.
Come across here.
Right.
Tied around her back.
Okay. Okay, Carlos, we can do some secrets for. This is coming.
You need an instructional book.
Right? A movie. We need to make a movie.
Wait. Before you guys start fucking. Now, is there an instructional manual to this?
On my video.
It comes with a video?
Yeah.
Is it you fucking some girl and everything? Is there nudity on the video?
With clothes.
Oh, okay. So kind of like this.
Dry humping.
Yeah, a little dry humping like this. You're getting a little red scarlet, but it's not scarlet red.
No.
Not yet. No. Okay.
It's more like scarlet pink.
Well, yeah, it's a little scarlet pink right now. Yeah, it's a little pretty in pink right now.
And it's machine washable. It comes in two different colors.
Right. So that
What's
is like
the other
like,
color.
Yeah, that's like the Benihana model. I don't know what that is.
Oh, they're both like packaging.
Yeah,
all wrapped
very nice.
Up saying I work you
very
work
nice.
Hard.
Where
honey,
can we find these? Only on your website?
Casanovaware.com.
What about like a Hustler store or something like that?
Or Pleasure Chest.
I would love to get it in one of those stores.
Hmm. Pleasure Chest Hustler store. Now, speaking of Hustler, now if you can untie her because we want to talk about her. We want to talk to Scarlett a little bit more.
I didn't mean to get
you all hot and bothered, but I figured something like this would happen tonight. If we got a guy who makes sex toys and the Hustler 40th anniversary, honey, you guys are great. Thank you, Scarlett. Welcome to our show. This is like one of your first podcasts, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're not all this fun. Let me tell you something.
This is fun.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, you want to get the mic a little closer. So. Now this is pretty an achievement. So oh yeah, now did you just grab her breast? What was that?
No,
it was a shoulder.
I'm also certified to do massage. Yeah. You feel the professional hands on you?
They are really nice. Yeah.
you give an inch, she takes a mile. But the Hustler store now. No, Hustler store. What am I saying? Hustler store. How many girls tried out for the Hustler Honey of the 40th anniversary? This is a really big deal.
All I know is Samantha Saint. She wanted to be 40th anniversary, and right. She did a cover as well. But
it ended up making the July and not necessarily the 40th because hers didn't look as celebratory as mine did.
Ah.
So they chose
me. She was supposed to be the 40th anniversary model. But your shoots turn out better. Is that what you're saying?
Different. Different. Samantha Saint is gorgeous, and I look up to her. You know, it's awesome because I got it.
It is awesome. Now, it's quite an achievement. I mean, it's not.
It is.
It's not just a Hustler cover. I mean, you know, I could get a Hustler cover, but this is the 40th anniversary. If I tucked it, but it was a 40th anniversary issue.
Yes.
I mean, that's a big fucking deal.
It's a huge deal. They had a party, you know, in my honor and, Hustler's honor.
Now, here's the question. Do you tell your parents about something like this?
I did. I showed my mother the magazine and everything. I was very excited. And
did you ever get it back? Or is she still, like, looking through the pictures? Or?
No. Basically, her answer was, man, I've seen this before. I've cleaned your diapers. And she just closes it and she's like,
you saw a Hustler magazine in your diaper?
Well, she saw me naked in there.
I get it. I get it. But and now so is Carlos. But now it's so your parents know that you're in the adult industry.
They do,
and they're okay with it.
Yeah, as long as I'm happy and I enjoy what I do,
and you don't get herpes.
I'm very safe about it. And yes. I'm picky who I work with.
So you and your friend got into the adult industry together. Tell us the story how you get in the adult industry and what was your first scene and all that.
It was with Bubblegum. I don't know if you've heard of them before, but they only do first time girls and
Bubblegum?
Yeah, but I wanted to do a modeling gig and right. I really liked modeling and I wanted to push into, you know, Los Angeles and that area. So
you're from Colorado.
Yes. So my friend found an ad on Craigslist and she did it before, but she told me it was modeling. And then she finally confessed to me when I kept pushing her to tell him about me. She's like, okay, I did porn. And I was like, oh, I'll still try it. So I tried it and I ended up loving it. I was never against it.
Into Craigslist. Porn through Craigslist.
Another beautiful yes. Craigslist story.
Well, do you have a Craigslist story, Carlos?
No, that's a good
one. Because I got a blowjob on Craigslist. I can tell that story, but I don't think anybody's interested. It was New Year's Eve. It was Vegas. It happens. What are you going to do? You're laughing. Come on. I was in Vegas. Somebody told me.
Hey, if it's in Vegas, you know.
We were by the airport. She was a squirter.
Motel 6.
No, she was a squirter. No, we were driving, if you really need to know. We were in a car.
This is real?
This is absolutely real.
Oh, my God.
No, we were in a car. I fingered her first and she squirted. And then as she's giving me a blowjob, this old black guy who looked like Bill Cosby looked in the window and started jerking off. So that was New Year's Eve. So there you go. There's my Craigslist story.
Oh, my goodness.
See, everybody gets.
So what ad did you post?
No, somebody posted an ad.
And you answered it?
My friend, we were goofing around and my friend's like, hey, why don't I answer and tell her? Well, she was like a goth girl that was posting an ad. And he's like, well, why don't I tell her about you and see what happens? And of all the guys, she chose me.
You lucky guy.
What can I tell you? I'm not as lucky as the Scarlet Red, the 40th anniversary playmate. So you've just done it for this year. I mean, you've never done porn, like 2013 or when,
nope.
When did you start?
It was 2014. It was last year.
And have you always been a really sexual person?
No, it was 2013, too. It was of 2013 July.
So you answer a Craigslist ad.
Yes.
And so you go to Bubblegum.
Bubblegum.
Right. And so what was the first scene? And were you nervous?
I was nervous. I kind of went at ease because I guess I have a natural ability of taking my mind out of my body and only letting my body be free and enjoy what it's in. But
that was a cue for my creeper voice, and I didn't take it.
It wasn't that bad.
I was really nervous, and it turned out to be a great scene. It was a boy-girl scene, and then I did a girl-girl scene right after with my friend, so really easy.
What would be off-limits for you?
Anal?
Really?
I've tried it in my personal life, and it's just kind of not for me, and I'm okay.
I know it stings. Wait, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know, you don't shit straight for a week. But anyway, it's all fine. Carlos, you're a anal, right?
I'll.
That's a yes.
If a female wants whatever they want, is when I'm into. If they like it, then.
Right.
Yeah. It's all good.
Where are you originally from? You have an accent. Yes, are you from the South?
It's no, sexy. I'm from Petaluma.
Where?
Petaluma.
Petaluma, California.
What? California?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Cal?
Yeah.
No, no, Petaluma, Florida.
I never know there's a Hollywood, Florida.
I was born in Miami, but...
Were you really?
But okay. Raised in Petaluma.
Cuban?
Colombian,
okay. Because I'm sorry I insulted you, because everybody that's from Central America or Mexico, you say they're from the wrong country.
It's
like,
all good.
Fuck you, I'm not Cuban.
It's all good. So
you get the Latin lover thing going on. Yeah.
What part of Colombia?
You know, Bogota?
Oh, I've been there. Well, that's really? The capital.
Wow.
That's the capital,
I stand out in Colombia. They're pointing at me, laughing.
And I stayed
in
Cartagena.
Why, because you're fucking their chicks, or what?
No,
have you been to Cartagena?
Head. No, not yet.
We'll have
that's
to
awesome.
Go. Yeah, we'll have yeah. to all four of us.
Yes,
we'll have to.
I could
we'll
do tours
right
Bogota,
now,
though.
I'll fit in.
Bogota is cool.
Yeah, Bogota was fun. And I got family there, so it's nice.
But you're American. You were born.
I was born
in
Miami. Yeah.
Born in Miami and
raised in Petaluma.
There you go. Okay. And when did you lose your virginity?
I was 15.
15. And when did you lose your virginity, Scarlett?
I was 17.
Wow, late bloomers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not you. I mean, that's 15. For a guy, was it a teacher or what happened
with
you?
It all started in kindergarten. I didn't speak any English because my parents didn't speak English.
Right.
And during recess, the girls laid me down and they jumped over me. And they were, back then, they all wore, you know, dresses. So I sat there and looked at panties through my lunch hour and my break.
Right.
And then pretty much second grade, I had a full-time girlfriend.
Right.
Ever through high school. Always.
A girlfriend in second grade?
Yeah.
Oh,
gave her a ring.
I had a Valentine. Oh.
You had a Valentine? Everybody had, yeah.
I had a
real Valentine? Like you guys would hold hands and
yeah.
And,
yeah. For like yeah. 2 days or the week.
No, I got a Valentine when I was in second grade. It said, Mark, the only reason I'm giving this to you is because the teacher made me. You stink. But that's my that's my love life. So
that's what happened.
That really is what's happened. And here I am now. But Scarlett, but
like, look at me now.
Look at me now. I'm hanging out with Josie Cat and Scarlett, and I just saw some interesting action. So, but there was a website that I was looking. I was doing my research, my due diligence, and there was a website that described you as a lesbian. Are you a lesbian?
I'm bisexual.
Right.
I love girls and I love men.
Okay. So you're not strictly lesbian.
No, I could never date a girl, but but girls can get me off, and I enjoy having intercourse with them.
Really? Yeah. So what can a girl do that a guy can't?
Girls are so soft and sensual and so, like, delicious, and guys are just masculine and aggressive, so when you kind of, like, put the two together in your life, you have the best of both worlds.
Right. So do you have a boyfriend and a girlfriend now? Or
no, I can't date girls, but I do have a boyfriend right now.
Of course. Damn it. Thanks for stopping by. You were so great.
I will see you
in a couple weeks when we have Man Ray on the show and Lacey Edwards.
Fun.
So they're going to have like 10 people. We're going to have to rotate people because it's going to be all day. We'll talk about it. But thanks for coming. Right. You want to give them a little spanking before you go or no? Okay.
I'm always up for that.
Okay. You guys got to get up. Josie's going to give you a little spanking before she goes. That way she can alleviate the pain.
Yes.
So she can inflict pain on you guys.
Put that on you.
Right.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay. Here we go. All right, Josie.
Josie is spanking Carlos and Casanova. Well, first off, she's... Oh, now go ahead, Scarlett. Yeah, we'll have a little spank train going on. See, there you go.
First off,
Josie felt his ass for like 20 minutes before she even spanked him. Oh wow, look at those panties. Those are nice. Yeah, you don't want to block those. That what a hiney that is. Oh my goodness, look at that.
Her boyfriend's a lucky guy.
That's, feels good too.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Look at that.
I like that.
She does like that. That's my writing crop that you're wearing. Thank you, Josie. You feel better now. I will see you next Saturday, okay?
Bye.
Bye. Okay. I told you it's going to get crazy.
I liked it.
No, this is good. But Scarlett, so, oh, man, I'm just seeing your hiney. I don't even know what question to ask. So you're from Colorado. You're from the Aspen area.
Yeah.
So you got money. Your parents have a little bit of money.
No, my dad was kind of like a ski bum. He taught ski school and snowboarding and kind of like grew up in
kind of a Casanova like this guy, huh?
Snowboarding.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
fun.
Yeah.
I'm more of a skier, but.
Right. And you went to college. What did you go to college for?
Fashion design. And then I switched over to fashion journalism.
And did you finish?
No, I had a year left, and I decided to just stick with porn.
Craigslist ad. So you're doing porn in college at the same time?
Yes, I was.
Did anybody at college like recognize you from the porn?
They did. They recognized my friend more because she grew up in a town that was very close to where we were.
Right.
And so they recognized her before I did, but then they're like, "Oh yeah, you did." But I kind of embraced it. I was like, "Oh yes, you're my fan now."
Right.
You liked it, huh?
Right. And were these the teachers or the students? Because I think
the students. The teachers never approached me and never found it.
Because you might get a better grade. You know, who knows what could happen.
I'm not like that in real life. I just play the fantasy.
No, I'm saying because they saw you in the movie and they jerked off to you. It was like, oh yeah, she gets an A. I saw her get bright red on her movie. But you're doing a mainstream movie, All American Bikini Car Wash.
Yeah, I finished that.
Yeah?
It was awesome. That's how I met my boyfriend, actually.
It always happens. It's never on the porn sets. It's always on the legitimate sets. And that's coming out in 2015. So are you gonna segue out of porn and get into real acting? Not that porn isn't real acting, obviously. But I mean, like mainstream acting.
I think I want to do both.
Good. Okay.
I feel like the mainstream is becoming more versatile with adult stuff.
Right.
And they're showing more. Like, if you look at the billboards on, you know, Hollywood Boulevard, you'll see half-naked girls. And I was like, man, I was more clothed than my last porn movie. Like, wow.
Yeah, but I was just on Hollywood Boulevard. I missed those.
She's naked on a horse.
I gotta check that out. Because I'm always in West Hollywood, and it's always like, the naked guys. So
the marble.
No, you gotta go north.
Right, but let me ask you a question, because we've had a couple porn stars. We seem to have a porn star every month. Have you ever had a guy that like couldn't perform?
When it comes to condoms, yes. There was one. He couldn't. I'm not going to mention any names.
Not saying to mention any names, but that's got to be embarrassing, because we had Derek Pierce here, and he said sometimes, and he'll admit it, sometimes he's got to take Viagra.
Yeah.
He's got it there just in case.
They offer it to you.
Before. How would you know this, Casanova?
Well, I did one for kink.com.
You did a porn for kink.com. Now the truth comes out.
Okay. They do offer, you know, just in case, like an hour before.
But so you did a porn yourself. So how was that?
It was fun.
Yeah? Was this when you're still married, or this is a...
No, single. No.
How did you get it? Did you answer a Craigslist
Actually,
ad?
It was a Craigslist ad.
Really? Yeah. I got to go back on Craigslist. There's some crazy stuff going on.
You know, you had to send in a picture and then get all tested and all that, so...
No problem with that.
Have you heard of kink.com?
Of course.
Yeah,
we've had people that have been on kink.com. Matter of fact, kink.com...
Ultimate Surrender...
No, it's interesting about kink.com because Venus Lux, who was here, she works with kink.com. But Orpheus, our friend who's a Dom, he can't get on kink.com because he's black. Which brings the whole, here's the whole black thing here.
I didn't know that.
Huh. Now, do you get more for the black scenes?
No, because it's still the same kind of scene.
And there's still, I bet everybody's offering you lots and lots of money, especially after the Hustler thing.
My rate's gone up.
No, but offering you even more for the anal and the DP scenes, right?
I won't do those. So they could offer me $1 million and I won't do it.
Okay. So that ass is out of the question.
Well, you know.
It's $1 million ass right there, though.
This guy's. Are you a player, Carlos? Is that? Would you describe yourself as such?
He's
I'm not a player, but I do play a lot.
Right. You're not a player with crush a lot. I get it. But because I think I need to take some player lessons from you. So what is he doing that I'm not doing, Scarlett? Tell me.
Friendly.
I don't know.
I'm being very friendly.
Both of you guys are kind of making me blush. Yeah. I don't know. Competition.
Yeah, trust me, we'll fight over you. And
How do you feel about older guys? You're okay with
Age is just a number. So.
See?
Is your boyfriend older?
He is.
He's significantly older?
He's 34, so.
That's significantly older.
Yeah, and he said age never comes to his mind ever, and it never.
It wouldn't come to my mind either. If I'm banging a hot 22-year-old porn star, it looks like you making you beat red every night.
You guys must have a really good communication.
We communicate a lot.
Unless you don't, then we can figure something out.
He doesn't like me to be specific about my scenes, which is completely understandable.
Now, does he have a weird? I mean, has he dated other porn stars, or are you his first?
I'm his first.
So and. Well, what does he feel? Because it's a weird. Because I'm somebody that I can't stand. That's my rule. I tell women when it gets serious, I said, "You don't cheat on me. That's it. I have zero tolerance."
Oh yeah,
for that.
Yeah.
But then again, you're technically cheating on him because you're fucking other guys for money.
I mean, I'm not an escort, but
he's okay with it.
He's okay with it.
That's what the question.
He's an actor in mainstream. Okay. He's acted since he was 3, and he's directed many movies. And
okay, is a famous guy somebody we would know?
No, he's done a lot of like independent films. He recently has this one that was on Fox and CW. His name's Jason Lockhart.
I've heard of it. Wait a second, I know that guy.
Yeah.
That sounds familiar. I was going to make the whole waiter joke, but no. You're dating Jason Lockhart. I'm going to look him up right now and see who this lucky guy is.
Give him IMDb.
Right. Mm-hmm. Jason Lockhart, filmmaker from... Wait a second. This can't be right. You're dating this guy?
He's cute.
All right.
He's a little cutie.
Okay, all right.
You don't believe me? What were you predicting?
I was expecting more of a pretty boy. No, no offense, Mr. Lockhart, but I was expecting more of a pretty boy, and this guy, But he's,
are you looking at the right one?
Jason Lockhart, filmmaker. He was in Vampire Boys, Aliens, and Avatars. I didn't know I was pregnant. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he was on that show.
Well, wait a second. Did he knock some girl up and they didn't know?
No, it's all direct. It's all directed and fake.
Oh, we're showing his picture right here.
Yeah, that's him.
There you go, Carlos.
All right, that's my competition.
That's
him.
That's all of our competition.
He's a cutie.
Okay,
I love him.
Hey, good for you. The $1 movie. What's the $1 movie? Anyway, I don't want to get into it. I don't want to talk about him. Oh, there he is with his shirt off. And boy, am I getting red. Is that him with his shirt off?
That's him.
Oh, well, look at those abs. I can't compete. Forget it. Okay. But Carl, you have that bald, big, burly look, man. With the wooden look. Oh man, only 12 minutes to go. I tell you, it goes by really fast.
Oh wow,
Carlos. Now, when did you start playing with fire?
About 7 years ago.
Okay. And what prompted this? A Craigslist ad? What happened?
No. I went to this party and this guy was doing fire, and I asked him if I could. You know, it was nunchucks, and I used to do nunchucks as a child. Mm-hmm. So I thought, hey, you know, let me play. And sure enough, picked it up. And then I went to Burning Man for the first time. And then everybody does fire at Burning Man. Burning Man, yeah. So
we got a couple burners here. Yeah, okay.
So I've been going for the last 7 years now.
Wow.
With Poi. Nice. All right.
See, you guys know what you're talking about. So I didn't know we had a whole burner connection here. This is crazy. How many girls did you fuck at Burning Man? You must have torn through that place like
crazy. Burning Man was fun. Yes, love Burning Man.
Yeah. Did you want to do some fire, or can we do some fire? Do you think we have room, or do you want to just skip it tonight?
Well, I didn't bring any of my fuel. I just brought my nunchucks.
You want to demonstrate the nunchucks?
Just to see how much room we had here.
Right, but I mean, you've been doing martial arts for a long time.
Oh yeah, I've been doing that for over 30 years.
And have you done competitive school. MMA? Or?
Yeah, I've done 7 fights.
Okay. And what's your
mostly
record?
In Sturgis, they have 1 minute rounds because I'm 50. So for the last 40 years,
you're 50.
Yeah,
motorcycle.
You don't look. Does this dude look 50? He doesn't look 50 at all.
Well, just the good life.
He's in good
happy.
Shape.
You know?
It's all the
pussy.
Work.
I was actually
it's the pussies and nunchucks.
Pussy and nunchucks.
And no, Sturgis has been good for me.
Right.
I picked up a commercial there and they paid me $18,000 for a day.
That's great.
So do you
bikers or what?
Yeah, fight bikers. And then I've noticed a lot of MMA fighters showing up.
So they just it's just like a bare knuckle.
Just going at it, but you're in a ring.
Okay.
And you got these little gloves on. And there's a ref.
Right. But I mean, you're surrounded by bikers.
Yeah, everyone's yelling and screaming and going.
And you got a biker trying to kick your ass.
Yeah.
So it's like being in jail.
It's easy, though. It's like taking candy from a baby.
Oh, really? You just
if they don't have any technique, that's,
Right.
That's pretty easy.
Right. I don't know. Oh, you're in great shape, Scarlett. We noticed that. I mean, what is your fitness regimen? Do you do MMA? Do you do a little boxing?
You should.
I do boxing, yoga.
Take care of your yoga is awesome. I do yoga.
Yeah.
I like yoga just to clear my mind and keep my body on track. And I kind of have like a messed up digestive system, so I have to like do certain
things. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Has that come into play on porn?
No. No.
Well, here's the question. Here's another question. Because we had another lady, Rose Red, a porno star. I don't know if you know her.
I haven't heard of her.
She's actually got red hair, but she and I don't know if you know Jim Powers, the director.
Yes.
The undisputed king of romance. But they did a video together, Yoga for Lovers. And they gave me a DVD. Now, nobody believes me when I say this, but I don't watch porn. I'm not a guy that watches porn. I'm not a big porn watcher. So
that's okay.
No, that's fine. But I know I look like the target audience. I know I look like the typical guy. When you do a signing, how many guys in line look like me?
Actually, I get a lot of Armenian guys.
Right. Okay.
Well, they're all different.
Yeah, well, I'm not talking about the signings in Glendale. I'm talking about regular signings. But there's guys that look like me. So
right.
Yeah. Just kind of. But. So I don't watch a lot of porn. So they gave me Yoga for Lovers. So I checked it out. This is the first porn I've actually seen probably in 5 years. And while she's in a yoga position, it's very impressive. They're fucking while they're in yoga positions. I'll loan it to you. But she's sucking this guy's dick.
Okay.
And then, like, I was watching this with the girl who cuts my hair. And she's married. She watches porn all the time. So I'm like, so then I see, like, this liquid coming out of the dick. I'm like, wow, he came fast. She's like, no, he's not coming. She's foaming at the mouth on his dick because it's so big, and she's drooling on his dick. That's like a thing now, isn't it?
It is. They love sloppy blowjobs.
That's disgusting.
They love a lot of spit.
Who loves this? This is gross. I was looking at it. I'm like, this turned from really hot to gross really quick. Like, it's like mucus fucking falling off the dick. It's weird.
What do you like about blowjobs?
Well, I just like... Well, first off, I like getting a blowjob. I like the woman's lips. I like the woman's lips on my dick. I don't want a woman to hock a loogie on my penis. I like a woman. I like the licking up and down. I like the playing with the balls. I like the feel of the mouth on the penis. I like the suction. If I'm looking at it, I just want to just a woman sucking a dick's fine. I don't need to see
like circular tongue motions around my dick.
That's good. That's good.
Right under the balls and then sucking both of the balls.
Oh, that's shit. Good.
Jiggling good. It in the mouth.
Where do I sign?
The jiggling's not a big thing for me, but
in the mouth? They jiggle it with your tongue. You're like,
You know, it's funny because I just started dating somebody that's really into balls.
Oh.
I've only had two women that are really into balls like that.
There's like a really sensitive spot that's right under your balls that she should like lick for you.
I think she does.
There you go.
You're 22. Good. How do you learn this technique? Is this in Craigslist too, or how do they?
No, I think it was throughout working in the adult industry. I read off of how people feel.
But you've only been fucking for 5 years.
Yeah.
You already mastered the technique.
I guess so.
It's like I'm going to turn this around because you know. It's like, you know, when I spread the legs apart, really. I'm glad Josie's not here. She'd fucking tear me into an asshole. Spread those legs apart.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then what do you do?
What I do,
I'll tear you up, Mark.
I come in and give it like a little kiss, kind of a little French kiss.
Good. Okay.
And I'll open it up. I normally will use the fingers.
Okay.
Explore there, kind of go up, and as I'm doing that, kind of licking and sucking the clit, and then taking the fingers out and putting my tongue back in, and just really going deep.
Oh.
And yeah, see, right? Am I right?
You're
so far?
You are right on track.
Right. And then you do the circle eights. You do the alpha. You never do the circle eights. The infinity sign.
I've had that.
I'll bet you have. You've had the alphabet. Everybody knows the alphabet.
Yeah.
Who doesn't know the alphabet? Carlos, am I missing something? Is there something that you know that I don't?
Kind of just go real soft around the whole edge before you go in.
Oh, yeah.
Just tease them.
No, you
tease them.
You
love to be teased.
Don't do that.
No. Teasing's good.
A little, you know, you just kind of light flutters all around.
Expose the clit, lift up a little bit, expose that clit real good.
Right, right.
Even
right.
Blow on it a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, the blow's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, yeah. And so.
You just devour something yummy when you get that yummy.
Yeah, I do that too.
Delicious.
Another girl's is great.
Really? Yeah, I forgot you do one of the girls, so yeah. I'm on the right track.
Mm-hmm.
So I always thought that like there's like this some technique that lesbians know or bisexuals know that what guys don't know. Is there? Are you holding something back?
No, I don't think so. Right. There's more things they can do with toys and other guys.
Oh, I'm sure.
That's what I want on my show.
What's that?
Is to get a woman to kind of show how the toys all work.
Well, we just had it on this show. This is the show, Doc Mark. Okay.
More, you know,
let me give you some advice, Casanova. There were girls that called in. Now, this guy, I didn't even get to this part. Well, this guy, he did have a couple friends call in, but there were girls that were like, oh, my God, I love your voice. I'm looking at you. Did you get any numbers from that first show? Because there were quite a few girls that called in, and they were very interested.
They wrote some stuff on my website.
And they were, and I hope they're listening now, and I forgot to ask them to call into this show, but... I mean,
the women are in my life. They sell my sashes more than anybody.
I'm sure they do.
They tell their friends about it. And
bring the women in your life on your show. It doesn't have to be a porn star. You don't have to have Scarlett, right? I mean, it's nice that we do, and that's our show, but you can just bring a girl in. I mean, bring a guy in that doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. Teach him how to do it. I need lessons from you. That's what
That's what I'm working on.
Oh, really? You're going to be a pickup artist and one of those
mystery
guys?
I want to just bring in knowledge and bring in women with different toys.
Well, the funniest thing, they had one that called
just
in.
Just to kind of show how the different toys work. And
it was funny because they had this girl call in. She's like, I just got divorced. I was married for like 20 years or something. And she's like, so how do I get out there? And then... Carlos thinks for like a minute. He's like, you know what you should do? You should get out there. That was his advice.
All they have to do is smile.
Right.
And a guy will pretty much be right there.
Well, that's true.
You don't even have to smile.
I'm kidding, but you actually had good advice because you told her, you said, look, maybe try online, go out. And the worst that can happen, and make sure you meet somebody in a public place. Don't meet at their house. Don't meet at meet somebody at a coffee shop, a restaurant, a public place. That way you can leave if something happens. But the worst thing that's going to happen is they just turn out to be just boring.
Yeah.
Or a dick.
An idiot. Yeah.
And you just leave.
I believe everything happens for a reason.
Like dance lessons too. Salsa lessons. That's fun.
Right.
Different partners.
Right. Well, we'll be salsa dancing next time you're on the show.
There you go.
First off, you guys have been both great.
I hope you.
I can follow.
I hope you both come on again, and I really appreciate it. Scarlett, how do people get a hold of you? You're Scarlett Red XXX on Twitter.
Yes.
On Tumblr, too, right?
I don't have a Tumblr, but I have a Facebook, Scarlett Red. And my site is in the works.
Yeah, so how do you make money on porn? Because there's no DVDs really selling these days.
No, there's no residuals really.
So you just kind of do a lot of scenes, and then you got.
And you invest in, you work on your own scenes, so you can trade content with other people, and you own the rights to it, so you can get the money that way too.
Right. I think you got a couple co-stars ready to line up.
Because I want to do one that's a little different, more sensual.
I think we might have some banner ads going here. But before we go, and what do you have planned for your website? What is your website going to have that other websites don't
have?
What separates you 40th anniversary?
Michael Nin is working on the website with me.
Right.
I don't know if you guys know of him. No. He's won many AVNs. He's been kind of out of the business for a little while.
Okay.
He makes beautiful work. He's won like 70 AVNs and has done 70 movies. So he's like one of the world for every single movie.
So he's like the Daniel Day-Lewis of adult directors.
Yeah, he is.
Every time he makes a movie, he wins the award.
Yes, it's very artsy and beautiful and edited to perfection. Mm-hmm. It's very soft and sensual. Very intimate. So and it looks natural.
But it's not going to be you and your boyfriend. It's going to be you with other guys and other girls.
I'm mainly going to be doing solos and other girls on the site. I'm making it kind of like a classier standpoint.
Right.
Because I kind of want to shape the industry in a better way.
Okay.
So more classier, sensual way, not more of a gonzo kind of like stigma behind it.
And I just saw the ring. I'm sorry, Jason, for that.
It's okay.
Scarlett Red on Facebook, Scarlett Red XXX on Twitter.
Yes.
And look for the Scarlett Red website. Mm-hmm. The 40th anniversary hustler, she's something else.
Yeah, and Penthouse wants to shoot me next.
So you're working your way up to like Playboy and then Maxim.
We'll see.
National Geographic.
I'm a young Christie Brinkley.
You kind of are. Listen to that. I can't believe you even know who the fuck that is.
I do.
So the guy who would like to be your Billy Joel, but probably won't be. Carlos, how do people get a hold of you?
You go to CasanovaWare.com.
And that's where we can find the...
You can find the Pleasure app.
And what's the other thing that you have?
And the Constrictor.
The Constrictor.
With handles, little hand ties, and a little belt.
Now, do you have patents pending for these?
Yes, patents on this one.
Oh, good. And
the other one's pending.
Well, I got to tell you, I have to go and either jerk off or get a cold shower after being in the studio with these people. But anyway, thank you for listening to the Dark Mark Show. Thank you both for being on.
Thank you for having me.
So much fun.
Thank you.
And have a wonderfully creepy week, everybody.
Much love.